And I know many of you that have been with us for a while remember Gloria Lemons was with us for years. Yesterday morning, her husband Joel went on to be with the Lord. They had just moved to New Jersey, maybe a year, close to a year. And there where their children were, and his family's from all down here. Their family's up there, and that's where their kids were. And so they were excited about going up there and living close to them. But Joe passed away. Their girl, Shirley, if you remember her, that was special needs, she died, was buried down here with Joe's folks. And they cremated Brother Joe, and they're bringing him back down here, and they're going to bury him with Shirley. And there's going to be a memorial service for him here at the church on January the 17th. That's on Saturday. And we'll find out if they want to bury him. And I'm sure they're not going to want. They're not going to want one. Not from the way I talked to her, but we'll see. But we got her address, didn't we? Put up on the, it's on the bulletin board there as you go out the door if anybody would like to send her a card. And because she was with us for a long time. And so keep her in your prayers. Robert and Donnie for salvation and Dimple Buck for healing. Jennifer Grimes, favor in court with some things that just need to be settled. Marcia Chapman, Debbie and Jess, Lakeisha and Dan, Jacody, Chris, Reagan, Jenny, Carrie, Chase, Mercedes, Lisa, Trestle, Terry, Aaron, Patricia, Pat's mom's family, June and Jerry's family, and their nephew Josh, Lee and Brooke, Diane, Donnie, and Herbert, Kim, Scott, Tina, and Benny, Hope, Mo, and Eddie. Anybody want to add a name? CJ? All right. Gail? I saw somebody back there. Yes.
Marcella Morgan, mom.
Okay.
Wanda Cunningham for healing.
What was the first name?
Marilyn.
The what?
Herbert James' family.
Herbert James' family. Miriam.
Requires Sister Rochelle.
Okay. Ella Jackson for healing. I thought I saw another hand over here somewhere. Is that it?
Brother Jerry, I'd like to put my mother on there too, just for, she's having a lot, she's 87, having a lot of issues with her feet and legs.
Okay. Okay, would you go to the Lord with me in prayer? Daring to believe. Daring to believe. Sometimes believing is a dare, because all of your common senses, all of your natural senses are against what you're praying for. But you know, the Bible talks us in Romans about Abraham. God promised him that he'd be the father of many nations. It says, in hope against hope, he believed. In other words, not one circumstance supported what God told him. Not one. But he believed what God said more than he believed the circumstances. So we're going to pray for these. And God is bigger than all the circumstances. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. Lord, every name that's been spoken out before you, Lord, they have the issues in their lives. They have circumstances, Lord God. They have conditions. But none of them are greater than you. You, Lord God, are bigger than any challenge they face. Bigger than any obstacle that's in their way. Bigger than any situation that they may be dealing with. Lord God, from terminal illness to favoring court systems to lost and undone, you're bigger. And so we place these names before you this morning, releasing our faith to believe that you are able and you are willing. And we thank you for that. I thank you, Lord God, today that as we begin this new year, we can begin it with hope for restoration, recovery, renewal, redemption. We thank you, Lord God, that we're going to see these things happen this year. We're going to experience your power and your favor. We believe for the fire of God to burn brightly. We believe for the fire of God to change our country, our state, our county, our homes, our church, ourselves. And renew the fire of God. And thank you for your strength. I thank you, Lord God, that by the time we leave here this morning, we will have experienced your presence. Thank you for your blessing upon each one. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing of this service through the internet. That lives will be touched. And we thank you in Jesus' name.